I know Paul Soglin really wanted to talk to Troy LaRavier, and so they're chatting a little bit. I did not know that His Honor the Mayor's father was organizer of the Chicago Teachers Union. So while they're talking, it is my privilege to introduce the mayor of Madison. The city of Madison, after Act 10 passed, was the first to enact the employee handbooks that basically took what used to be possible to negotiate for unions and put it into the form of a handbook so that public employees could continue to have some rights under the Walker regime. So we owe a debt of gratitude in part to Paul Soglin for making that happen. He really does not need a lot of introduction. Our mayor has been mayor. He was mayor when I was a kid, and he is Mayor Madison. He was boy mayor at the time. You know, he is obviously famous in the movie The War at Home for his early protests against the Vietnam War, and he is continues to be a fighter for progressive values. So please join me in welcoming our mayor, Paul Soglin.
Thank you. I don't know what could possibly be said that hasn't been said over the years at Fighting Bob Fest. I'm sure that other speakers have recognized the great efforts of so many people, but particularly Ed Garvey in creating this wonderful event. Let's dispense with the normal welcome and all the stuff that goes with that. I just want to make an observation about what we're working with here in Madison, Wisconsin. We're seen as a progressive community. We've got a city council that is seen as progressive. But the point I want to make, whether it's our city council today, or it was the state legislature 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or the state legislature next month, or next session, we must pay attention to what is going on a day-to-day basis. We must pay attention and be focused. I want to just present to you two items that just in the last few years have come up before the Madison City Council and were met with stiff opposition. One of them was a proposal requiring companies that were doing business with the city to disclose any contributions they made to secret political PACs. The proposal was to bring sunshine, to expose. We weren't, as some extreme right-wingers said, locking these people out of the marketplace. We weren't depriving them unfairly from doing business in the public sector. But we wanted to know that if they were getting significant contracts from the city of Madison, we wanted to know if they were taking that money, that profit, from doing business with us, and then sending money to organizations like Americans for Prosperity, who were then in turn trying to destroy our city. I don't know what's so unreasonable or undemocratic about that. And yet, in the progressive Madison City Council, we had council members who defeated that proposal. Just 3 months ago, we were one of several cities that entertained a resolution to support and encourage the adoption by the United States Senate of President Obama's appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court and to make that confirmation so that we could have a full Supreme Court to hear vital issues involving immigration reform, a woman's right to control her own body, to protect public employee unions, to deal with issues of trade. When we presented that resolution, it was defeated the first time. Defeated by so-called progressive members of the Madison City Council who said, these are national issues. This is not of concern to us. Even though we are on record protecting workers' rights, fighting for immigration reform, working to preserve our democracy, and yet a so-called progressive city council, in a public discussion, open to all, defeated those proposals. We have got to make sure that does not happen, whether it's the city council, the county board, the state legislature, or the United States Congress. The vigilance in terms of watching what our elected officials do every day, every moment, is critical to our democracy. Now, this morning I had an opportunity to spend some time with one of the best members of our state legislature, Representative Melissa Sargent. And we were discussing this tremendous imbalance between the Republican control in the state legislature and the votes cast by the people of this state, most of which are invalidated by gerrymandering and the creation of, in fact, what we would have called rotten boroughs back in England 400 and 300 years ago. This happened on our watch. It happened with the reapportionment that took place after the 2010 census. There is another census coming up in 2020. There is going to be another reapportionment following that census. It will be an opportunity. It will be an opportunity to restore democracy to this state, to correct the misdeeds, the cruelty of what has happened in the legislature since 2010's elections. It is too important an issue to leave to the elected officials of this state, whether they be Republicans or Democrats. The attentiveness of everyone gathered here today and the hundreds of thousands of our fellow progressives throughout the state is imperative as we approach the fall elections this year and the elections of 2018. Otherwise, we will have gone another decade of the destruction of public education, the pillaging of our towns and cities, and the ownership of our state as a colony by Koch Industries. That is my welcome to the city of Madison. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor Paul Soglin.